All right, let's welcome David McKenzie to That's Tourism. Hi, David.
Hi there.
All right, so let's talk about Harness Racing's role in the PEI tourism industry. Huge part of PEI tourism industry. How does Harness Racing contribute to the tourism industry here?
Well, I think in thinking about the questions, I think the biggest thing is that the brand of Harness Racing so closely aligns with the brand of Prince Edward Island Tourism. You know, it's a pastoral. Think about horses and equine. It's pastoral. It's rural. And when people think about getting away, they think about a place like PEI and horses in the fields or going to the races.
Right.
All that kind of stuff is unique. And the thing that's most important about it is that it's a unique differentiator for PEI tourism, that there's not a lot of places across North America really that have a really high functioning racetracks, mm-hmm. including Charlottetown and Summerside. They have casino, food and beverage, musical events, food tastings, all that kind of stuff in one location. So we are branding and promoting ourselves as Atlantic Canada's premier entertainment destination. And that's because it's so unique in the region.
Right.
And what initiatives have been implemented to attract tourists to Harness Racing events?
Well, one of the big things we focused on, Jill, is the three big events that we do every year. We do Governor's Plate in Summerside in July, Gold Cup and Saucer in August in Charlottetown, and then the Breeders' Crown, which is a big event in October.
Mm-hmm.
And all those three events bring a ton of people from off-island, right across the region, Ontario, Quebec, Alberta. Last year there was a big delegation from Alberta, American visitors, their horsemen, their trainers, their grooms, their family, their friends, their fans. And so we've really pumped those up, doing a lot of marketing with Tourism PEI and Discover Charlottetown. And one thing we've done is, if you remember watching a race, there's numbers on the side. Those are called the saddle cloths. They have the positions. Well, those are a little hard to read for some fans. So we've decided this year to actually paint the horses different colors. So every horse will be painted before the race, pink or blue or yellow, or it's April Fool's joke. It's April Fool's.
I got that. I knew that coming up. That was amazing.
Okay. Anyway, one of the other initiatives we're doing, Jill, to your question, the look on your face. Oh, I said I had to get out of this one.
That was great. That was amazing.
You started to go, oh my God, they paint the horses.
Yeah, we're going to paint them. We're going to have kids come in. They can win your chance to paint the horse.
Bet the pink horse. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, a lot of music on site right now. We have music every weekend in the casino in our new restaurant, O'Brien's. And we also partner with the Eastlink Center and all the events that they do next door. So.
Amazing. Obviously, huge economic impact with Red Shores, events like the Gold Cup and Saucer. You know, how do things like that support local businesses and employment?
Yeah, the PEI Harness Racing Industry Association just completed a economic impact report that showed about $57 million economic impact. That's
wow.
GDP to the province of PEI annually, in addition to directly $11.4 million in taxes to the province of PEI. So what goes out comes back in spades to the province of PEI. There are over 800 jobs in the industry across PEI. Those are full-time equivalents in addition to the 250 full-time equivalents that we have at Red Shores at both properties. Red Shores has a payroll over $10 million. That gets spread out throughout the economy. It's significant. We spend about another $12 million with industries, with companies throughout PEI, particularly on racetrack maintenance, on advertising with Ocean, on a whole bunch of different mm-hmm. things. So the money that comes in gets put out, and 100% of the profit that happens at Red Shores is returned to the province of PEI as well. So there's lots of visitor spend. We track visitor spend on hotels and restaurants and golf courses, on car rentals, on tours, on shopping. It's just a big thing. One of the big impacts this year that we're really happy with is that for the 2025 Gold Cup and Saucer, we've confirmed that Jill Chandler is going to be doing the island hymn for us this year.
And there we go.
I got the green light this morning to announce that.
There we go.
We're really
big
excited.
Event.
We're really excited about that. It's a fun night, and I think you'll have lots of fun doing that, Jill.
I don't think she knows the words.
I'm very much looking forward to it. And as somebody who, when I was a little girl, my grandfather owned racehorses. I was attending the races since I was a kid.
Perfect.
And certainly there's a very special, it's a magical night. So it's an honor to be asked and to participate. I'm going to ask you this, David. What strategies has Red Shores employed to enhance the visitor experience and increase attendance at racing events?
The biggest thing we're doing is trying to not to have either any of the experiences that happen at Red Shores isolated. Mm-hmm. That is that it's food and beverage, it's gaming, it's racing, it's music in the corner. There's stuff happening no matter if you want to gamble or you don't want to gamble, you want to eat, you want to dine. We've got three different restaurant experiences
right.
in Red Shores. We're doing some major renovations right now to the facility. And all that is to attract new visitors, repeat visitors to the track and to experience racing, which is a primary mandate of ours. The other thing we're working on with our director of racing and marketing, Lee Drake, is an expanded broadcast to make sure that if people can't come to the venue, that they can see it online, they watch it online. It's a much improved show over the last few years, and we're really focusing on that as well. And the other thing is that the purses are increasing through government contributions and Red Shores contributions. The harness racing purses are increasing, which means faster horses. Islanders like yourself who've experienced harness racing know fast horses. They like fast mm-hmm. horses, and they're drawn to that kind of racing. So we work on that as well. And the really important thing about the increased purses is that it means better livelihoods for the horse community, mm-hmm. More money in their pockets, and people know the race community. If they take money in, they spend it in the community as well. So that's really positive.
Talk to me about the future here, real quick. How you envision things growing for harness racing here on the island.
We've adopted a vision 2030 with industry and government, and it talks about increasing purses. It talks about increasing education for young people and getting more young people entered in the game, but also educating folks. It talks about the importance of breeding. There's a whole bunch of things in that vision, but we're really happy that we're working towards something. We're in year 5 of that 10-year vision right now.
All right. Bottom line, harness racing and what you guys are doing at Red Shores, vital to tourism here on Prince Edward Island. So thank you very much for doing what you do, and thank you for creating such a top-shelf entertainment establishment for islanders to enjoy, and visitors alike, too.
Great. Thank you both.
Thank you.